so much.
Some squeakings there.
Oh, that is so beautiful.
Thank you.
So, could you begin by introducing yourself?
Sure. My name is Minzi Wu. I'm originally from Taiwan, and I moved to the Valley with my family about a year and a half ago. And I'm a violinist, a producer, a presenter, and also a dreamer.
Hmm. And so how did you come to discover music? Is it something that came through your family?
I'm sure there's always something artistic, musical in the genes, but it really got activated actually pretty early on in my life. When I was 3, my mother introduced me to piano. And when I was 9, I was introduced to violin, and that was a pretty instantaneous kind of love right then for me.
And so you have your Binfeng Music Studio, which you founded, and you're the artistic director of.
Yes.
And I saw that that means running with free spirit.
That's right. That's the image I love to have when I play the music or when I conceive a production. It's that very free and expressive and almost childlike quality.
So after you discovered the violin, was it pretty clear that you wanted to go to music school and dedicate your life to performing?
Well, at the age of 9, I knew that I was really drawn to the sound of the violin, but really the career came much, much later. So it was a pretty disciplined, great school years for me. I would, you know, practice violin almost without too much force. Of course, there's always some rebellious. But really, it wasn't until in my 20s that I started asking myself a lot of questions about how do I want to communicate with my music, and violin being the instrument, how do I want to sing with it? So a lot of the bigger ideas and bigger visions really came after.
Hmm. And so you are performing tonight at the Aspen Episcopal Church at 7:30, and you're also performing with your husband, with your partner? Or am I incorrect in that?
Actually, I perform with him, but not in this particular concert.
This
concert, I'm actually bringing in a pianist from Tennessee, Dr. Chilong Hu. He is the piano professor at the University of Tennessee. And we actually went to school together. We used to play the piano and the violins, and we would accompany each other when we were, you know, somewhere between 9 and 12 years old. And we actually lost contact for, I would say, almost a quarter of a century. It's hard to imagine that much time went by without us ever reconnecting. Until a year and a half ago, it was actually at the very first house concert after we moved here that I invited him to come play. And it was so much fun, and we started to collaborate in a lot of projects since then.
What is this particular show that you'll be performing with him?
So the title is The Kreutzer Sonata. Now, of course, this is a very famous piece by Beethoven. It's one of his most challenging and the biggest scope sonata for piano and violin. It's almost like a symphonic scope packed in 2 instruments. Yeah. But this music, or this title, is also the inspiration to Tolstoy's story, The Kreutzer Sonata. Now, that's not a pretty story. This is a story about love and murder and revenge and guilt and just a lot of really raw human expressions by Tolstoy. So, and this is actually the excerpt of a much larger ensemble piece that I'm creating for the Binfang Festival in December. But I always enjoy bringing the new narratives to the music, and I would love to just present some of that here with my partner in music.
Mm-hmm. And so the piece is called, well, the subtitle is In Words and In Music. So is there spoken word as well?
Yes, yes. So in this program, we're going to interweave the music of Rachmaninoff, Shostakovich, and of course the Beethoven Kreutzer Sonata that inspired this story, and the words of Tolstoy. So we're going to weave the story into the music.
Wow. And this will be a sort of preview with an excerpt of this greater piece that you're bringing to the
festival. That's right. That's going to be premiered in Taiwan in December, but I would love to have a chance for those productions to be seen here. And much like one of the productions I'm thinking and planning to bring to the Valley, hopefully next year, the title is called Death of the Pugilist. And it was actually one of my earliest creation in this ensemble piece mentality of bringing words and music of different genre together into a new experimental ensemble piece. And, you know, death and pugilist, death and the pugilist, neither of which is something that I'm interested in. But the story was so compelling. And the music is so compelling. And so when you put these two elements together, you really expand both on either end. And it's really quite stunning when you are in the audience or as a performer experiencing that.
Right. The way that words can add to the music, which already says so much.
And vice versa.
Yes. Yeah. And the piece that you played for us, what was that called?
It's called the Passacaglia by Bieber. So Passacaglia is essentially a very simple progression. So in this piece, only four notes that keep coming back, the G, F, E flat, and D. And yet with this very simple progression, you are taking on this journey of incredible landscapes. You know, some are pretty wild and some are pretty pristine and simple. So I really enjoy that.
Now, the house concert in Carbondale is already booked up, you were telling me earlier. That's the Saturday night element of this production. But tonight in Aspen at the Christ Episcopal Church, there's still space for people?
Yes, yes. And it's a very wonderful, intimate space to put on this kind of production. So I'm very much into the concert experiences outside of its kind of traditional format. And when it's a venue that you feel very close with your audience, it really makes this kind of presentation easier and more powerful as well.
Thank you so much for bringing your friend who's going to accompany you on piano. What is his name again?
Dr. Chi Long Hu.
Chi Long Hu.
And this is actually his third time here.
Oh,
so hopefully we'll get to bring him back more.
And you were mentioning to me as well that our classical DJ, DJ Vernie, or otherwise known as Werner, was also involved in putting this together.
Well, he's the one that invited me and my husband to become part of the Sunday Classical DJ program.
Yes.
And he actually, the way we met was through my very first house concert last spring. So this is becoming, I guess it's the third time, it's a little tradition going on here.
another lover of classical music.
That's right.
And outside of classical, what music do you gravitate towards?
Oh, I love doing Irish music. That's my other sanctuary, I feel, because it just feels really liberating playing that style of music.
Do you also play the fiddle then?
Uh-huh, I do.
Wonderful. And thank you for joining your energy to this valley and bringing everything you bring in music. And how exciting to hear that you'll be bringing a festival production here next year, hopefully.
Thank you. I would love for that to happen. And just so much gratitude for KD&K for just holding the space for all the creative energy to come.
And maybe we'll see this greater production that this is an excerpt of someday down the road.
Let's shoot for 2021.
All right. It's a deal.
Sounds good.
So the Kreutzer Sonata in words and in music tonight at the Christ Episcopal Church in Aspen at 7:30. Could you tell us a little bit more about this festival in Taiwan that you helped to put on? I'm curious to know.
Yes. So the very first music festival I started was actually in Lyons, Colorado. That was the place that me and my family lived. And I just need a place, a space for me to be wild with my musical imagination. And so having that experience really helped me to see how I could engage and communicate with my community through music and through this kind of curated events. So when we moved back to Taiwan, which is my hometown, in 2013, it was right after the flood in Lyons, I thought, well, let's get started. So through the festival, I get to feel the temperature around what do people gravitate towards, how does my art speak to the people in this community, in that climate. For me, it is a way to get to know my community and also get to speak to them. So luckily, I had some musicians that I've already worked with here and really share that quality of playfulness and that curiosity to just explore all kinds of possibilities. And I brought them back from the States for the first 2 years just so, you know, we could really establish what Binfang is like. Like you mentioned earlier, that the translation is running with free spirit, but how do you do that in music? How exactly does that get expressed? So with these musicians whom, you know, we worked with for the festival in Lyons, we just kind of brought those productions back and people started to get the idea. So what we're trying to do, you can't lock it down to, oh, this is the style. It's just being playful. It's just loving what you do and not get pinned down by the way it should be done. We just really want to step outside of the box. And for me, when you are in that, when you step outside of the comfort zone, that's when the fun really starts and you are taking risks and you are just finding all sorts of new things in music, which is so satisfying. And I think over the years, we really found our audiences really also open themselves up to experiencing things outside of their comfort zone. Mm-hmm. And not to make it too grand or anything, but I think that's a wonderful way of living your life, of just not getting so bogged down with things.
Mm-hmm. And there's such an appreciation for the classics. I mean, if you've got Tolstoy and Beethoven.
Exactly.
But then, you know, not being confined to, oh, this is as it was written, but incorporating other composers and making it your own collage that speaks to the deeper meaning that ties them together.
That's exactly right. Thank you for putting it so beautifully. Yeah, the collage, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you once again, Minsei Wu, for coming in and for your participation. Can't wait to hear your first show on KD&K doing the Classical Hour. That's Sunday mornings, 8 to 10, and we've really appreciated Werner these past few months. So have a great day and have a great concert, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you so much. Thank you.